Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome to The Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Antoine Taylor, and I am so happy that you're here. I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you and your family, and thank you for tuning in and rocking with me. We have a lot of good things to talk about today. The first thing that I want to talk about is out of Proverbs 16. Verse 9. And this one is very important to me and very important to all of us because we have certain things that we want to do in our life. We want to accomplish things, but we try to accomplish things on our own. So listen to this. It says Proverbs 16:9, a person's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. So a lot of times we get into a place in our mind that we want to do something in life. And a lot of times this happens because we all have a desire that God has implanted in us and we want to accomplish it. There is nothing better in life than accomplishing God's will. There is nothing better in life than feeling that what you're doing is making an impact. And it is really our heart's desire to really make an impact. Every person that I've come across, every person that I know, they want to make some kind of impact, and that's okay. But we also find ourselves wishing that we can get out of certain situations or certain places so that we can pursue what we want to pursue. And a lot of times that happens because we're in a place of frustration or discomfort, and it makes us want to run away. And I found out that a lot of times it's because we have not stopped and invited God into the circumstance or the situation. And a lot of it stems from our childhood, or a lot of it stems from some disappointment. And it stirs up in us to want to do something, want to take matters in our own hands, and want to find a way to make it happen. But the scripture says a person's heart plans his way. So that means that there is something in our hearts that God has embedded that helps us and directs us to where he wants us to go. But there's also stuff that we can invite in our hearts that is negative, that causes us to halt or to be stuck. And so I really want to encourage you to really ask God to come into your heart, ask God to give you directions, or ask God to survey your heart so that you can see clearly of what you are feeling and why you're feeling this way. And I found out that sometimes we tend to take matters into our own hands. And a lot of times when we take matters into our own hands, we discover that we have a frustration now, right? This frustration sits in and it begins to halt us and keep us captivated in this place. And so God is not looking to keep us captivated in a space unless usually he's trying to teach us or he's trying to grow us into what he's calling us or reforming us to become. And a lot of times, we as children, if you think about it, when you're a child and something was removed from you or you had to be confined, you were upset, you were frustrated, right? Even right now, you can feel that way, right? And so we have to think about that. What is it that's causing us to want to stop, want to do something different, right?
But if you just took a moment right now and you just said, what if you invited Jesus? What can you imagine? What if you invited God into your life planning sessions and your ideas? Wouldn't that be easier? See, the world wants us to find ways on our own that is stimulating to think about, right? Because when we find ways on our own, then we really don't need any help. We just kind of pick pieces in our own minds and we put them together and we're quote unquote productive. But really what we don't know is we're actually slowly pushing God out of our situation, which is inviting Satan to be motivated, right? To continue to push us down this path, to keep us so busy that we push God out of our lives and the plans that he has for us. And ultimately, what it leads to is frustration and captivation, where we are stuck in a place and we're so upset that we can't get out, right? So just think about this. If your plans seem impressive, your plans really are not as impressive as the number one plan. And that number one plan is Jesus dying, coming to this earth for us so that we can live with him forever. So when we realize that, then we realize that God has something before us, and he had a plan that was going to preserve us. And he had a plan within our plan, right? So look at this. If we desire something, know that the desires that we get, good or bad, are either from the Lord or from Satan. Most good desires are from God because God gives good gifts. But listen, Colossians 1:17 says, he is before all things, and by him all things hold together. So that means that whatever you're going through, whatever your plans are, God had already had a plan before your plan. And his plan is within Jesus Christ coming into this earth to die for me and you so that we can have life with him forever. But in that life with him forever, while we're on this earth, he wants to partner with us so that we can accomplish his son's will. And so I really want to encourage you today. If you're feeling like you have all the plans in your heart and you want to do something, you're in a situation that you feel like you're overwhelmed with, I want to encourage you to invite God's presence into that situation. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit and ask for his direction so that you won't get upset, right? You won't get discontented because you know that God is with you and you invited him into that. And that's all he wants. God will never ask you and I to build something without first establishing his goodness and his approval. And so I want to encourage you, if you're building from a place of frustration, if you're building from a place of discontentment, then God is not going to bless it because it doesn't come from him. And he wants to free you from those chains of your own plans and your own heart. And he wants to invite you into his presence. And so I want to encourage you today, ask the Lord for his heart and invite him into your plans for your life. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the person that's listening today. I ask right now, Lord, that you would help them, Lord, guide them in their plans. Lord, I ask that they would submit their plans to your feet, Lord God, that they would allow you to be Lord over their life and the Savior over their life if they don't know you. Father, I ask right now that you would come, Lord God, give peace, and Lord, allow them to know that they can rest in you. Father, we know that you are before all things and you hold all things together, and that you know the plans of a man's heart, Lord God, but you order our steps. So Lord, we ask right now, wherever we are, may you order our steps, Holy Spirit. May you give us direction on the next place in our life or the next destination. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for rocking with me this week. I hope that you find this helpful and you have a blessed week.